Children, I have a painting to talk about. Children, come on up, come on up. The first one's up, get the rug. Come on, come on, come on. Nope, sorry, you're too old. Any children? Come on, you can come up. Come close, you can sit on the rug. We're going to look at this and talk about this painting here. Well, we've done this before. What we talk about on a painting the first time you see it is, what do you see, what do you think, and what do you feel? What do you see, what do you think, what do you feel? This is a painting by Antonio Zanchi from Italy. He painted this about 400 years ago. This is a copy. What do you see, what do you think, what do you feel? Let's start with, what do you see? Well, we see a young man on the ground, and we see an older man in the middle. He's got a little bottle in his hand, and he's got a little bandage in his fingers. In the back, we see another young man standing with, what's this? A horse. Well, what do you think about this painting? Did you hear the proclamation of the gospel by Deacon Carson? Sure, this is from the gospel. This is called the Good Samaritan. It's a story that Jesus told in answer to the question, who is my neighbor? How do we act toward our neighbor, especially our injured neighbor? So, what happens? This young man was beaten and robbed by robbers. Robbers beat him and took his stuff. And this, then a priest walked by and just didn't pay any attention. And then a Levite walked by, didn't pay any attention. And this man was from Samaria, so that's where we get the name Good Samaritan. He stopped and was filled with compassion. And he, see him, he poured the wine to cleanse the wounds, and he bandaged him up, and he took him on his horse in this painting to the inn. It's kind of like a motel or a hotel. And then he gave the innkeeper money to feed him and care for him. Wow, that was a good Samaritan. So, what do you feel? What do you feel? Because paintings and all art makes us feel. All good art, I should say. The young man was probably feeling shocked and anger when he got robbed, but then he felt such injustice and he was hurt, he was discouraged, he was suffering, he was miserable, wasn't he? Wow. And what was the Good Samaritan? We heard in the gospel, he was filled with compassion, filled with compassion. What a great gift that is. Compassion means to suffer with. Suffer with is another one. And he helped him. He cleansed his wounds. He bandaged him. So he was kind. He was concerned about the young man. He was giving him charity. He was unconcerned about his time. He didn't rush off. He spent a lot of time. And he was generous with his money. He was merciful. He was loving. All those things that Jesus wants us to be, because Jesus was like that. All right? Compassionate, loving, merciful, kind. What do you think? Pretty good story? The Good Samaritan. Okay. Thank you, children. You can go back to your families. How is Jesus calling us to act toward our neighbor in need? How is Jesus calling us to act toward our neighbor in need? He wants us to see, be moved with compassion, and approach. Those three verbs we'll take a look at. The story of the Good Samaritan, Luke chapter 10 today, is similar to Jesus' healing of the dead widow's son, the widow from Nain, in Luke chapter 7. We missed that a few weeks ago. I think it landed on Pentecost. And Jesus' story of the prodigal son, my favorite. Luke chapter 15, that we're going to miss in a few months because of the exaltation of the cross. But these three stories use the same verbs in each story, so that's why I want to talk about them. They're so important. See, be moved with compassion, and approach. Let's take a look at see. The priest and the Levite probably physically saw the wounded man, but they passed by on the other side, Scripture teaches. They did not truly see him as a neighbor. They did not truly see him as a neighbor. They did not truly see his need. They did not truly see him as a child of God needing help. Good Samaritan genuinely saw the wounded man. How often do we not see a person in need, truly see a person in need? Maybe he's our son who feels neglected. Possibly she is our elderly relative who is lonely. Perhaps they are our youth who are lost in this bewildering world we live in. May the Lord help us to truly see our neighbor. Moved with compassion. The Good Samaritan was moved with compassion, moved to suffer with the wounded man. Not just seeing with his physical sense, but the Good Samaritan was moved with compassion to suffer with in his heart. Moved with his feelings and emotions for his suffering neighbor. Jesus gave us this example many, many times as he felt deep emotions for the poor and the suffering. Jesus is moved with compassion for each of us today and always. I once wanted to find the passages in the Gospels where Jesus really deeply felt something, explicitly deeply felt. And I found maybe a half a dozen. So I asked Monsignor Moore if he could help me. He found over 40 scripture passages where Jesus deeply felt something. And I made a little note card on that. If you're interested, I think it's on the website. You can take a look. Do we feel compassion for others who are suffering? Have we been numbed by so much suffering that we don't even pause to reflect? The tremendous suffering we see on the news, for example, are we just numbed by that? Do we fill our lives with busyness or technology so we don't have time to feel compassion for others? We're so distracted. May our loving God help us to be moved with compassion deeply in our hearts. See, moved with compassion, and approach. Approach. The Good Samaritan saw and felt compassion, but he didn't stop just there. The Good Samaritan approached the wounded man. He interrupted his journey. He chanced that the robbers would return. He gave of his time and his resources to help the wounded man, whom he probably didn't even know. Do we approach a suffering person? Maybe we are afraid. Maybe we don't want to take a risk. Perhaps we don't want to take the time. Maybe we are worried about what others will think of us. Possibly you're reluctant to get involved because it might take some money. Let us ask Jesus for the courage to act, to get involved, to assist those who are suffering. Let us ask our Lord to help us see and be moved with compassion and approach those who are suffering, especially our neighbors in need. Dear Lord, please give me the grace to reach out to a suffering sister or brother. Help me see, feel compassion, and approach him or her. You love me and my neighbor more than we can ask or imagine.